is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
One of the most famous songs to come out of the Woodstock era, if you will, and the lady who was responsible for it. I always used to pride myself, frankly, Richie, because as a disc jockey, when this song was a big hit, I think I was the only one who knew that Melanie's last name was Safka, and I used to introduce her.
Oh, my God.
So, that's a, nobody ever refers to you as Melanie Safka, do they? They just call you Melanie.
No, you're right. But in Europe, they tended to use my last name for some reason.
They did. Which do you think is more, when you think about the audiences that you perform for and have been for more years than you probably want to admit to, and it isn't a bad thing. It's just that you have been, you've been singing for 40-some-odd years, right?
Yes, very odd. Very odd.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you sing in Europe, how is the audience different, or sing anywhere else around the world? Because you travel all around the world as singing songs like Brand New Key and Lay Down and some of the other things that are well known and associated with you. You have appeared at Royal Albert Hall. You've been at Carnegie Hall. You've been at the Met. You have been at the Sydney Opera House. You've sung to the General Assembly in the United Nations. So it's not like you haven't been around there, my friend.
Yeah, well, I think Europe is they're used to people coming and going, you know. So, but in America, you know, if you don't perform for 3 weeks, you're in retirement.
Right. Everybody forgets who you are. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. I wonder now, Clay Cohart, who's the youngest member of our staff, he may have remembered because I talked about you last week after you and I had a phone conversation. I had a quick conversation on the air about you and. And I don't remember, Richie, whether we asked Clay at the time whether he had ever heard or ever if he knew who Melanie was. Because everybody, if you just say Melanie, everybody knows who you're talking about. Clay, what do you know who Melanie is?
Just by saying Melanie, no, but I love that song.
Yeah. Well, it's a song. Well, that's bridge. That's another thing about your music, Melanie. You seem to be able to bridge generations. That song has as much meaning today as it did when Roberta was a kid and she heard it for the first time, or any of us, in a sense, because it doesn't sound old, does it? Am I the only one who thinks that?
I think that had to do with my husband's production. He was, he was just very adventurous in the studio, so he wasn't looking to duplicate stuff that was a hit at the time, but he was just really interested in getting out the essence of the song and. My God, my voice is so low. It's very early.
I'm not going to ask you to sing. So we'll take a couple of excerpts off.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I could do it right now. But I do it nightly. And for a period of time, I was really reluctant. You know, I was kind of a reactionary against that song because that's all anybody wanted to hear.
Yep.
And before that, I had Candles in the Rain with the gospel choir. And before that, Beautiful People and Look What They've Done to My Song. But yep. When that song came out, that was all anybody knew.
Yep.
So I did. Sometimes I would, you know, be in these stadium kind of situations and feeling feisty, I might not do the song at all.
Richie, get the copy of Look What They've Done to My Song. See if you can find that in your repertoire. I don't know if we have it there. But, again, the things that are some people confuse Candles in the Rain with Candles in the Wind, which is not at all.
A very, very different song. Right. Very different song.
Yeah. And that was a song that introduced you to people. That came along before Brand New Key, did it not?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Did you write it?
When Brand New Key... Yes, I did.
And
I had a lot of convincing to do with the Edwin Hawkins singers, because they didn't want to do anything without a religious reference. And I said, it's there, it's in there. And I was really shy. I'm amazed that I got them to perform it. But when I went to the school that they were rehearsing in, I just sang with my guitar, and I was so believing that they were the group that had to be singing the chorus with me, that I by the time I finished singing the second chorus, there were people in the group that were singing it with me, and I knew it was gonna work.
The Edwin Hawkins singers, were they on the record, or were they just in that performance?
They were on the record.
They were on the record. Now, see, I didn't know that. I never knew that.
Yeah, that was Melanie and the Edwin Hawkins singers. They had just come off a big hit record, and they were on the same record label as I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that people often talk, by the way, to sort of get it out there, one of the things that is a reality in your life, and it's a strange sort of reality, the synchronicity of it all, your husband passed away a couple of weeks ago. And it happened that you were in the town where I live. I didn't know you were here. You never heard of me until you met a mutual friend of ours who happens to be in Arizona. So it's a really strange sort of a world, isn't it? And it's sad about the passing of your husband. How are you doing?
Well, you know, until you brought it up, it was probably, I've been just living my life, you know. I know he wants me to keep going. I know I did a concert 2 days afterward. It was a magical concert, and I totally felt he was there.
Yeah.
I know his presence. I know something of him is there, and he's with me.
So
and
that's what you think about.
Totally feel that. My son, who produced our last album that we all did together, totally fills it too. We're convinced that Peter is around. He's working it from some other side.
Well, I think that happens, and there's nothing wrong with that. I would like to have in a moment, speaking of your son, Bo, he is quite an accomplished musician in any number of ways. Some people have described him as being brilliant. We're going to play an excerpt. There's a new CD that Melanie has released called Ever Since You Never Heard of Me, for people that are Clay's age. So, it's for everybody, but this is stuff that addresses some of the new music. And your son has an instrumental that I want to play a bit of, plus a cut from a song you recorded with Johnny Cash. But this is great stuff. People will want to know about it. A perfect time of year for you to release a CD. Ever Since You Never Heard of Me, a new blend of some of the songs. And by the way, if you want to check it out, we have, I think, Clay posted melaniesmusic.com at gooddayshow.com, the connection to Melanie's music from Good Day Show. And she's performing. She's still continuing. She sings, as you heard her say, that song every night. And you wonder. I asked once Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues if he ever got tired of singing the same songs that they've been singing, you've been singing for 35, 40 years, and he said, as long as the audience is digging it, I'm digging it. And maybe you said every once in a while, I think, I don't want to sing the song, but the audience wants it, and they usually respond.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really, I mean, for me now, it's fine. It's totally fine. But it was just that little while, you know, when I was just totally identified with that song and only that song, that it became...
It becomes annoying. It's annoying when you have a whole repertoire.
It became annoying, I felt that that's all anybody thought I could do, you know.
Yeah,
so
right.
you know.
Well, so, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
that...
no, but now it has a whole new meaning, and people tell me stories about what they were doing when that song came out, or maybe they were really, really young, or maybe, their mother might have played it to them, or they always did that when they went roller skating or something. Of course, the only problem is that key. There's a key symbol, and nobody, who now, because there's no key in a roller skate anymore, but, that was a little mechanism, and you had to tighten the skate to your shoe, And so that was where the key reference was. Then it when it was released, there were radio stations that wouldn't play it because they said it had sexual connotations and it had key club references. That was a big thing, white swapping clubs. And people would, you know, the key was like a symbol of that. And, you know, it was crazy. I was just breaking a fast, as a matter of fact. And I think I was hallucinating a little bit. And I had this whoosh of that memory that of everything coming back to you from when you're a child. And I remembered roller skating and the boy next door.
People thought you were hallucinating because you'd used drugs. In fact, you had gone on a diet.
No, I was fasting.
Right.
I was on 27 days on water.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, you start leaving your body.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. We're going to ask you to stay with us a little bit longer than might normally be the case because I want to touch on some of these songs. Melanie Safka is here. Yeah, she's known as the person that made the song Brand New Key famous and Lay Down and some other songs that we all know when we make reference to that part of our life. But she continues to perform and some great things on the CD. We'll touch and taste some in a few moments here. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Sold over a million copies when it came out initially in 1970, Lay Down.
Nice, that's great.
Female Vocalist of the Year Award from the Music Trade Publications. Melanie Safka here on Good Day at 21 past the hour.
Let your white burn while a past one stands proud.
We were so... Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
EM.com.
Jagged edges fell into the dark abyss, and he lived for love, he cried for love, he died for love and lived. Yeah, he lived for love, he cried for love, he died for love and lived.
Hey, that's nice.
I want to know the story of this song. Melanie Safka is here, known far and wide, just as Melanie. Her new CD is called Ever Since You Never Heard of Me. This is a cut from that CD called Working Legend. So what's the story behind the story of this?
Well, I wrote this about 20 years after I met Johnny Cash. And Johnny was already gone by the time I recorded it. But I did the Johnny Cash show twice on the TV show.
Right.
And I just loved him. He was just amazing. He had such a great energy, and I always wanted to do something. And I actually wanted him to sing the song, you know, but it already passed the point, but
right.
We took the sound from the show that I did,
right,
and inserted it. My son inserted those comments that he actually made during my performance.
Really?
So different song, but right. Talk about synchronicity. The song that I sang on that show was in the exact same key. It almost sounds like at the tail end of this song, you'll hear. I start playing this other song, but it almost sounds like it's a different groove, but to the same song because it's in the same key.
How much training? How'd you learn about music? What kind of training, other than self-taught? What do you have?
I was just from a really musical family, and they all sang, and everybody played something, and family get-togethers were just always full of music, and that was where I really felt I needed to live, was in the music. Because family life otherwise was pretty dark.
Yeah, I know.
But it was just in those musical moments that I felt that was where I was my true self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I couldn't say those words when I was little, but I felt that's what I felt.
Yeah. So you are passing this on to your son, Bo?
Well, I don't know about that. He's picked his own little particular kind of genius. He's he's incredibly complex. I mean, he knows orchestration, and he just picked this up by listening to music. And really, I didn't encourage any of my children to go into music. It's terrible business, but it's been very, very difficult with lots of disappointments. And but you know, it's the music itself that
right.
we live for.
All right, let's listen to Bo on Deserts of Blue.
This composition.
Listen to this. This is all him.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All of
it. Yeah, this is good stuff.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Now, you said that he edited the Johnny Cash stuff. How much a part of, you said your husband, your late husband, was very much involved in the mixing and editing of how your work was presented. Has Bo learned how to do that as well? That takes a lot. That's a craft in and of itself.
Oh, yeah, of course. In fact, Bo said he felt so lucky that this last year, Peter was really involved with him in the making of this last album. Peter had a heart attack a year ago, almost to the day, and he came back from his heart stopped beating. He was actually dead, and he came back, and almost a year later, he died. But right before we left for this Working Legend tour, he said to me that, Melanie, maybe I'm just here for this little while to make sure I get everything straightened out for you and Bo. And I broke down and cried, and he came over and hugged me. He said, I'm only kidding, only kidding. But there was something so true.
Much is said in jest, Melanie. Much is said in jest. All right, I would like you to stay right there if you don't mind, because there are a few more things I want to touch on before we say goodbye. Melanie Safka is here, the new CD, Ever Since You Never Heard of Me. It's 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 50.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
This hour of the program, or at least as much time as we can steal away from Melanie Safka, her new CD, Ever Since You Never Heard of Me. You know, every once in a while I throw myself into something like this, and I'm throwing myself into this because of a couple of different reasons, actually. One of them is that her music is so important to people of all ages and generations. This woman's been at this for at least 40 years. And has the credentials to show or to prove her success, not that she really has to. But she's very down to earth. I found her in a conversation I had with her a week or so ago, just to be what you would like to think people who are as accomplished as she is, but yet down to earth. No trappings, no phoniness, no foolishness. It just is. It's all about the music. And you could have probably, I say this, lovingly, the music is more important. Were you to have run your life differently, you might be in a little different shape. You could have been a lot richer if you'd have played the game a different way. Would you agree with that statement?
Oh, totally. Yeah, keeping your integrity can be pretty expensive. I was offered at one point to kind of superimpose the sound of my voice on songs that I had no idea, no feeling about. And I thought, you know, to sing songs that I love night after night is a hard life.
Yeah.
But to get up and try to sell songs that are less than how, you know, less than ideal for me, that would be a hideous life. So I basically don't think I could have pulled it off. But, you know, I was offered major record deals by every president of all the major labels to just put down that guitar, stop writing the song, don't worry about the songs, we'll get you a Barry Manilow song to sing.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And it, nothing wrong with that, but it's good for him, not for me.
Well, it's so, a different, it's a different culture. One of the things, when you and I first had a conversation, I mentioned something about the Mamas and the Papas, and I thought to myself, no, that wasn't Melanie, that was Spanky McFarland, who was in when Cass Elliot died. For some reason in my mind, at that moment when I was talking to her, I was thinking you replaced her, but it wasn't. It was Spanky McFarland. Do you know Spanky McFarland? You came across, you must have performed with all these people at the time.
Yeah, I performed with so many people, but, you know, I was shy and also married, and I wasn't hanging out with people. So I met everyone, Elton John and the Rolling Stones and Stevie Wonder, but I neglected to have my photo taken sometimes.
Yeah.
And now that I'm thinking of writing a story about Peter and his life, I'm actually not thinking about it. I'm actually doing it.
Yep.
I'm writing Peter's
Peter,
life.
For those of you who are just joining us, was her late husband who passed away about a month ago here in Framingham, in fact.
No, it was actually, well, it was the 26th of October.
So just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like it just, you know, it's just
right.
Fresh, but I'm writing it. I'm writing the story. I'm writing the story of how he was an immigrant, came to this country, and just had this incredibly complex and interesting life and met me, and I was his only client. Actually, I convinced him not to sign Bruce Springsteen.
Really? Where's Roberta?
Yeah, I wasn't proud of that, really. But at the time, we both lived in the same part of New Jersey, and I knew Bruce Springsteen as the person who hung out, and this was, you know, less than Bruce Springsteen at the time.
Yeah.
So it was just something. I said, if you bring that guy into our house, I'm never going to talk to you again. So really, but Peter really believed in him, and he had seen him perform, whereas I didn't.
Yeah.
And he really saw something. So he got him to the artist that he had been producing, Mike Appel, who had a group called the Balloon Farm, and Peter produced with him the first psychedelic record, and they with a theremin and odd sounding things, and Mike Appel became his manager. He actually brought Mike Appel to see Bruce Springsteen.
Really?
So Mike,
I wish we have one of the ladies that's on with us who had to leave. Roberta Fasanelli is the supreme Bruce fan. She is a big. She's been to hundreds of his concerts. Loves him.
Yeah, before the E Street Band, there was another group, and I can't remember the name, but I have to get some of that product that you advertised. I was actually writing the number as the ad was going on.
Really?
He was like, oh, yeah, I need some of that.
Get some of that. Which of the songs that are on this new CD, Ever Since You Never Heard of Me, which is your favorite? I don't mean to try to have it's like picking your who's your favorite son, but what's your favorite son?
Well, at this very second, it's between I Tried to Die Young and A Kiss from the Heart.
Let's Richie, A Kiss from the Heart. I don't want to know.
Okay.
I Try to Die Young wouldn't be something that uplifts. It doesn't sound like anyway. This.
Oh, it is. It's very uplifting.
Oh, is it? All right. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
really.
We'll try A Kiss from the Heart. The next excerpt from Ever Since You Never Heard of Me, Melanie. Go ahead.
Light years from where it all starts. When a kiss on the lips was a kiss on the heart.
When you went from someone I knew to the someone I loved, all the signs led to dreams coming true, and the message rang clear that we'd never part. When a kiss on the lips was a kiss from the heart.
And your son Bo there with you?
Yeah, that's Bo singing his debut.
Now, see, again, this is stuff that has as much of Richie, who is one of my co-hosts, and he's actually at the controls in our studio in Washington. He's very critical, and if we have people on the air that he doesn't like, he's happy to let me know.
He's a music snob, right?
Well, yeah, he is a music snob.
Yeah, and, like New Kids on the Block, who's Jennifer's old fan.
Yeah, that's garbage. Yeah. But this has something, and the thing that is more fascinating about this than anything else is here's
it's a song.
Performer.
It tells a story.
Right. It's a story. And a performer who's been at this for a long time. I don't mean to underscore your age, but, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, and you still have it. How many people do you know, realistically, Richie? I mean, back to Jennifer, what you were saying about New Kids on the Block. 40 years from now, is anyone going to give a damn about the New Kids on the Block?
Well, let's see. You got the Rolling Stones. You got the Beatles. You know, stuff like that. Yeah, but, you know, it's tough to be able to 40 years.
Well, they're not. I mean, the Rolling Stones may come out with something.
Right.
How many people are still producing like this at this time in their life?
They don't. But it's tough to be able to make a song that sounds this good, you know, after you've written and written and written. That's my question, Melanie, is how it would seem like your brain is just empty of any ideas of what to write and what to lay down. How do you come up with something fresh in your head after all these years of doing this?
I think it's because I've always been music first, and I just have a lot of fun doing it. You know, it's just I love the process of creation. You know, it's my passion. It's not. I never went out to be famous. I didn't go. In fact, I think I would have been really happy just being a quiet songwriter. But I had this voice, you know, that wanted to be heard. So I was a singer. In fact, I hate the term singer-songwriter. It's kind of one of those, you're not really either one. But
yeah.
I'm a singer on one line and a songwriter on another. They were just two different parts of me. And I love expressing something that I feel is my little universe, and it applies to others in a whole other way.
And you can go back to the beginning of your career, by the way, when Melanie first was heard at Woodstock, the song Beautiful People, which still has, Rich, I don't know if you can find that there or not, that came before Lay Down and before Brand New Key, and for me, that has always been your signature song, even though most people, the 100 jillion million people who want to hear you sing Brand New Key. For me, where you started and where you still are is with the Beautiful People. And I think that comes through, as Richie's suggesting, in this new material that you have. But if you go back to the era of the 60s, late 60s, when Beautiful People came around, and how many other recording artists have done Look What They've Done to My Song or Beautiful People, other things that you've been responsible for?
A lot of European singers covered my songs. And, in fact, Look What They've Done to My Song wasn't even my hit. I think it was a group called the New Seekers.
Yeah, it was. The New Seekers had
very
yeah.
much like
right.
me.
Yep.
The girl singer sounded very much like me. So,
yeah.
But my favorite version of that song was Ray Charles.
Oh. Did you ever meet and or perform with him?
No, I never got to. In fact, I was at something where he was receiving an award, and somehow it just didn't happen. But
Can you give us a wild story from Woodstock?
I'm sorry?
Can you give us a wild story from Woodstock? What's your most memorable moment from Woodstock? If there are any memorable moments from Woodstock that people that performers
can we talk about this on the air?
Yeah.
No, I was very lower echelon. In fact, the phenomenon of me in Woodstock is pretty much that I went on that stage relatively unknown. I mean, maybe 3% of that audience knew anything about me from that song, Beautiful People,
mm-hmm.
because, as you said, it was played. It was played. It was what they called a turntable hit because it was on radio stations everywhere, but the record company just didn't see it.
Yeah.
You know, and they didn't have it in the stores. So
that's a great example, by the way, as an aside, of why the way new music is distributed today is so much more beneficial. Because in the days of the big fat guy sitting in the corner with a cigar in their mouth deciding what people were going to hear or what was going to be a hit, those days are gone. But in this era, this is a perfect example of a great song that would have been extraordinarily well received by the public and sold well. Some guy just said, nope. We're not going to release that as a single. That's
exactly.
all. That was
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the way it was.
Yeah.
And, in fact, radio then only played one female an hour. So on top of everything else, there was that.
I forgot about that. Yeah, there was this. You could play one group and one female an hour, and that was it. The rest of them were all, I had forgotten all about that from when I was a disc jockey. I started in the mid-60s. By the time late 60s came around, I had a job in Boston, and through the early 70s till 74, I was playing music. And I have forgotten the jerk who was the program director told me two things: shut up and play the music, and play, don't play, you know, at that point there was some discretion in what we played. So he'd say, play one woman an hour, one group an hour, and then, you know, take it from the top 40 other than that. And, you know, that's why not a lot of women made it into the top 40. Because
right.
the bosses,
exactly
the big,
it.
Fat white guys, didn't want women's music on the air.
That's right. Exactly it. And, you know, it was before even the feminist movement, so there was no Gloria Steinem to fight for me.
No, right.
I didn't even know, really. I mean, you know, it was just the way it was, and that was the game, so that's what I did. But I never really thought, oh, this is an evil world.
It's a good world, but you just have to find your way through it on your own. Some people don't have
exactly.
the starch
exactly.
to do it. All right, here's the last. We've got to squeeze ourselves here a little bit. If I played Motherhood of Love or My Surprise, which would be the better two for us to hear a little bit of from Ever Since You Never Heard Me?
Well, if you want to hear something in Sanskrit, you can play Motherhood of Love.
No, I want to hear something upbeat and loving and fun.
Oh, loving. Well, it's My Surprise is kind of got a lot of attitude and spunk to it.
My Surprise from the CD Ever Since You Never Heard of Me, new blend of all kinds of sounds and styles from Melanie and her son, Bo. That's available. If you go to DougStephan.com, we'll have pictures and connections to Melanie'sMusic.com. Melanie, thank you so much
for
all kinds of great things. Melanie Safdon, good day.
For the Sprint Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. Traveling for Thanksgiving can be a hassle, but when you're armed with a 4G device, it can give you an advantage over the millions of others trying to get home for the holidays. The lightning-fast download speeds of 4G, coupled with a navigation app, will help you get to your final destination with ease. This year, 4G gives you one more reason to give thanks. Here's Joe Whited for Sprint 4G.
One of my favorite apps available with 4G is the Google Maps navigation. Its hands-free, turn-by-turn function is incredibly fast on the Sprint 4G network, so you can get to your Thanksgiving dinner right on time. And if you do get stuck waiting in the airport, 4G lets you stream high-speed movies right to your handheld device, so you can pass the time more enjoyably.
Coverage not available everywhere. 4G coverage is available in over 60 markets and counting. GPS reliability varies with environment. For more information on the powerful 4G network, visit Sprint.com/4G.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRN, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633. Or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Use as directed.
Turkey Day is here. It truly is a day to give thanks. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Yes, indeed, it is Thanksgiving 2010, with many of us thankful for so many things, not the least of which is a surprising lack of problems in the travel department yesterday. At airports across the country, such as Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey, these comments from air travelers were the rule rather than exception. Did you expect it to be this easy? How do you feel?
Shocked.
You're shocked.
We're shocked.
It was easy.
We have 3 hours now until our flight. We came early.
I came a few hours early because I had heard nightmare stories about how it's going to be crazy. And this is the least crowded I think I've ever seen it.
There were few problems or major delays reported anywhere in the country yesterday, and those planned protests against the body scanners and pat-downs never did materialize. And as we get ready to sit down for the big meal later today, some interesting numbers to pass along. About 675 million pounds of turkey will be consumed today. That works out to 45 million turkeys. But there are two turkeys that were spared. We go to the White House.
Today I have the awesome responsibility of granting a presidential pardon to a pair of turkeys.
President Obama offering those pardons yesterday as he described how those two lucky birds were chosen.
25 were selected for a final competition that involved strutting their stuff before a panel of judges with an eclectic mix of music playing in the background. It's kind of like a turkey version of Dancing with the Stars.
Anybody's guess which of those turkeys was Bristol Palin? Anyway, the two turkeys that were chosen were named Apple and Cider, who, after yesterday's ceremony, were driven to George Washington's Mount Vernon estate to be on display for a Christmas program, after which they will live out the rest of their lives at a custom-made enclosure at Mount Vernon's livestock facility. What a life. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's Best Coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the taste-terrific new Sunrise Subway Melt, made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Participating restaurants may not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
It's a day off on Wall Street today for Thanksgiving, of course. Yesterday, some upbeat economic reports sent stocks up. The Dow finished with a 151-point gain to 11,187. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Crude oil up $2.61 a barrel to $83.86. Thanksgiving weather. Not great in some areas of the country. Plenty of rain and snow as a storm system hit the northern plains and western Great Lakes yesterday. The rest of the country will be problem-free for Thanksgiving, though. Rain on the East Coast for Black Friday. That's for tomorrow, with lake-effect snow showers by the Great Lakes. Rain and snow in the Pacific Northwest as well. Now, we mentioned Black Friday, the busy shopping day tomorrow. AOL consumer advisor Regina Lewis says some people don't wait for Black Friday.
What we see online is it actually kicks in on Thanksgiving Day, which has emerged as one of the biggest online shopping days of the year, which makes perfect sense. People are home. They have high-speed computers. They have time.
In fact, today, Thanksgiving Day is one of the top 5 days of the year in terms of online sales. Thanksgiving Day closing notes in chronological order. You have this in Manhattan, New York City this morning. That's the sound of one of the many marching bands that will join the floats, the giant balloons, and more. The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. About 50 million of us are expected to tune in and watch it from home. Later in the day, it's football.
Green, 26,
NFL triple header. Lions hosting the Patriots in Detroit in the first game today. Cowboys hosting the Saints in Texas in the second one. And the nightcap, Jets and Bengals in New Jersey. Last but not least, many of you do plan to hit the sack early tonight to get ready for Black Friday shopping tomorrow. Watch out. Oh, those carts are bumper to bumper. Two Florida residents, though, Lori Davenport and Tina Fey, don't have to worry about getting to the stores tomorrow. They are already there. For the past 9 days, they have camped out in front of a Best Buy store so they can be the first ones inside. This is one hunting trip in which the husbands, I'm sure, stayed home. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Turkey gotta gobble, gotta gobble, gotta gobble. Gotta gobble turkey on the holidays. But ham gets jealous, saying, go ahead and gobble. You can't.